Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your saving help again, and sustain me with your bountiful spirit. In the name of the tender and merciful God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. First, I should let you guys know that I'm suffering an allergy attack just hit me, so my eyes are watering. So if I dab them with tissue, I'm not overcome in the moment, although I could be, but I just wanted to let you know. Traditionally, during Lent, we are gifted with some of the most provocative and profound scriptures found in the New Testament. We experience Jesus' baptism with water and the Holy Spirit by John the Baptizer and witness his trial of the temptations of humanity in the wilderness. We hear him describe to us in vivid and unsettling detail his own death and watch in amazement and apprehension as he overturns the money changers' tables, upending our ideas and construct of human power, readdressing the importance of creation and reminding us in no uncertain terms of God's infinite and abundant power. Jesus describes to us the destruction and rebuilding of the temple, reimagining the narrative of God in a tablet and in a building. God's very body is the building, and in it we will find unending life and be fed forever. Last week we were invited to Lutare Sunday, or Rose Sunday, as many of you know, offering to us in this penitential time a breath of repose and celebration where we shift our focus to Jesus' love and his sacrifice for us as the eternal gift it was and is meant to be. Then today in John, Jesus tells us this is the hour and asks God to glorify his name. And we hear in thundering reply God's glorious and resounding affirmation in response to Jesus. But let us not forget the Old Testament scriptures during this important time. These readings offer to us a deeply rich theological and spiritual marrow on which to feast for these 40 days. It is in these stories we find our sacred and biblical roots, roots formed before, after, and since the beginning of time. We find in these twisted but strong branches our very core, the renewal of our own covenant with God while witnessing the great promises of the past, those of Noah, Abraham, and Sarah, and Moses. Today we find an extension of these covenants offered to us in love and devotion by God, one written in a different way that sounds an awful lot like the coming covenant with Jesus. This is where I'd like for us to lean in. Let us turn our hearts and minds to a beacon of hope, the promise whispered through the ages by the prophet Jeremiah. Here, amidst the despair of a fractured covenant and a nation in exile, a light pierces the darkness. God, in his infinite compassion, unveils a vision of a new relationship with his chosen people, a covenant not etched on cold, unfeeling stone, but inscribed on the very essence of our human existence, the heart. For generations, the Israelites had lived by the laws listed on a tablet, the Ten Commandments, carved upon rock and enshrined in the Ark of the Covenant. These represented the foundation of their relationship with God. These laws were and are a necessary guide, They are a tangible reminder of the divine will. Yet as history painfully reveals, external rules proved insufficient. The human heart, prone to wanderlust and burdened by sin, often strayed from the path laid out before it. The covenant, meant to be a source of strength and connection, became a constant reminder of their shortcomings, a heavy weight upon their shoulders. I can't imagine any of us know what that feels like. Understanding these burdens, God, through Jeremiah, offers a transformative vision. The understanding of the covenant wouldn't be a mere set of instructions etched on a physical object. It wouldn't rely solely on intellectual memorization or outward obedience. Instead, God would etch his law onto a far more profound surface, the human heart. The shift in perspective is nothing short of revolutionary. In the ancient world, the heart wasn't just seen as the seat of emotions, a wellspring of love, sorrow, and fear. It was also considered the center of thought, understanding, and human will. It housed the very essence of a person, their desires, motivations, and the origin of their actions. By inscribing God's law on the heart, God promises a connection far deeper and more personal than anything the Israelites had known before. This would not be a burden, but a guiding light, an internal furnace fueling them ever closer to God's will. Imagine, brothers and sisters, a world where God's teachings aren't just memorized rules, but deeply ingrained values and virtues that shape our very foundation. A world where our actions are driven not by fear of punishment or reprisal, but by a genuine love for God and a desire to follow his path. This is the glorious promise of this continued covenant, a covenant written on our very hearts. But how can we possibly achieve this internal transformation? How do we make God's law a living, breathing part of our being? The answer lies not in external force, but in a willing surrender, in opening ourselves to the transforming power of God's grace. It starts with faith. A heartfelt belief in the divine and a commitment to living a life aligned with God's will. It continues through passionate prayer, a dedicated dialogue with the Almighty, pouring out our heart's desires and listening for God's gentle guidance. It finds expression in the committed study of Scripture, allowing God's words to wash over us, cleansing our understanding and illuminating the course ahead. This journey of internal transfiguration requires constant effort. It demands a daily commitment to living a life that is righteous, aligning our actions with the principles etched upon our very heart. It means confronting our shortcomings with humility and seeking forgiveness when we stray from our purpose. Through these acts of devotion, we allow God's teachings to take root within us. Like a seed nurtured by sunlight and rain, God's love and wisdom seep deeper into our hearts, transforming us from the inside out. However, the inscription of God's law on the heart doesn't render external practices obsolete, quite the opposite. Rituals and traditions provide an important framework for this internal reconciliation. They serve as outward expressions of the faith burning within and give us opportunities to connect with the divine on a communal level. Participating in worship services, observing high holy days, engaging in acts of service. These all allow us to share our faith with others and strengthen the bonds that unite us as a community of believers. These outward practices, when undertaken with sincerity and devotion, become potent tools for reinforcing the internal inscription of God's law, creating a powerful synergy that shapes our entire being. The covenant written on the heart is not a static promise, but a dynamic process. It's a call to a continuous dialogue with God, a journey of constant growth and evolution. As we navigate life's challenges and experience the full spectrum of human emotions and suffering, our understanding of God's law deepens. We learn to discern the still and holy voice amidst the cacophony of the world, and our internal compass becomes increasingly refined. The new framework of the covenant offers not just personal transformation, but also the potential for a transformed world. And I mean that when I say that. When hearts are inscribed with God's law, acts of compassion and justice flow naturally. Greed and selfishness give way to generosity and selflessness. Violence and hatred are replaced by understanding and forgiveness. As individuals experience this internal transformation, the ripple effect extends outward, shaping families, communities, and ultimately the world itself. This vision may seem like a distant utopia. Yet the promise of this covenant offers a powerful instrument for building a more just and peaceful world. It starts with each of us. A commitment to nurturing the inscription on our hearts. As we dedicate ourselves to this course, we become living testaments to the transformative power of God's love. We become beacons of hope, radiating His light and inspiring others to seek the same internal renovation of their own temple. The journey is not without challenges. The world, with its allurements and distractions, can easily pull us away from our purpose. But let us forever remember, my friends in Christ, that we are never alone. God's grace is ever present within us, a constant source of strength and renewal. When we stumble, we are offered a helping hand, guiding us back to our roots and the strength they provide. When doubt clouds our hearts, it is then God shines the kindest light, illuminating the way forward and offering us peace. There will be times when the inscription on our hearts will be faint, its message obscured by the cares of the world. It is in these moments that we must turn with renewed faith to prayer, to the study of Scripture and the fellowship of this faith community. These practices, like gentle rain, will wash away the dust and grime, allowing the inscription to shine anew. This covenant written on our hearts is not a guarantee of a perfect life or a get-out-of-jail-free card. We will still make mistakes. We will still experience hardship and uncertainty. But with God's law etched inside, we face these challenges not with despair, but with hope. We know that even in our darkest moments, God's love remains constant and a mysterious presence inside us, guiding us back towards the light. So let us go forth from this place today with our hearts burning for the transforming power of God's love inscribed on our very being. Let us strive to live each day with the knowledge that God's love is not just a stone tablet laden with external rules, but also a living and thriving force within us. May our actions be a testament to the inscription etched upon our hearts, and may our very lives be a reflection of the love and compassion that binds us all to our Creator forevermore. Amen.